Hello. Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. We're talking with people in your area today. We'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes. Do you know how long the survey will take?
Just a few minutes. But in what state do you live?
In Rhode Island.
And do you live inside the city of Providence or outside the city of Providence?
Inside.
Inside? Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you so much for your patience. Now, what is your zip code?
02908.
And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, for a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
And are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, a member of teachers' union or teachers' association?
Yes.
Okay. That would be yourself or someone in the household?
Myself.
Okay. And what year were you born?
1992.
And if you don't mind me asking, which one of the following best describes you? A woman or a man?
A woman.
And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
And for statistic purposes only, what is your main ethnicity? Caucasian or white Hispanic? Black Hispanic?
Black Hispanic.
And what is the last grade you have completed in school?
College.
And how many children, if any, do you have living in your household that are 18 years of age or younger for whom you're the parent or guardian?
One.
And what type of school do your children attend? High
school?
Homeschooling?
School.
Pardon?
They don't attend school.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, do you have any kids currently in preschool daycare? No, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Which one? Preschool or daycare? Or transitional kindergarten?
Daycare.
Okay, and thank you again for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me. As I read each one, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Here's the first one. Teachers' unions, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Governor Dan McKee?
Somewhat favorable.
City of Providence Schools Superintendent Javier Montañez?
Somewhat favorable.
That is the Rhode Island Department of Education.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Mayor Brett Smiley?
I'm sorry, Mayor who?
Brett Smiley.
Somewhat favorable.
The City of Providence School Board?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me, as I read each one, if you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Here's the first one. A Magnet School in Providence.
Can you repeat it again?
Magnet School? Schools in Providence?
Somewhat favorable.
What about traditional public schools in Providence?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Innovation Schools in Providence?
Unsure.
Public charter schools in Providence?
Somewhat favorable.
And private and parochial schools in Providence?
Somewhat favorable.
And would you say public schools in Providence are heading in the right direction or the wrong track?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And would you say the most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Providence is the school board, the governor, the mayor of Providence, the teachers union, the superintendent and school district officials, or the state legislator?
The first option.
The school board?
Oh, no, sorry. They were all different options. I would say,
Well, I have the governor, the school board, the mayor of Providence, the teachers' unions, or the superintendent and school district officials, or the state legislator?
I would say the superintendent and school district officials.
And how important do you think is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their children's needs? Very important or not important at all?
Very important.
And do you think the local public schools in Providence need to change a little, a lot, some or not at all?
A lot.
And thank again for your patience. From what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Providence? Do you strongly agree or strongly oppose it?
Strongly agree.
And I'm going to read you some words and phrases that might describe public charter schools for each. Please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all. Here's the first one. Are tuition free? It describes them very well, somewhat well, not well, or not well at all.
Very well.
What about our public schools?
Very well.
Help improve the entire public school system.
Very well.
What about serve mostly students of color?
Very well.
And I also have our nonprofit.
Very well.
Are open to all?
Can we repeat that?
Are open to all.
Somewhat well.
And serve mostly low-income students.
Very well.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
Has not changed.
And if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Providence, would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or it would have no effect on your vote?
More likely.
Okay. And how likely are you to consider sending your child to a public charter school? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
And the following statements about community refer to the neighborhoods. Please tell me, as I read each one, if the following statement represents how you feel about this community in Providence. Here's the first one. Increasing the availability of public charter schools would improve local schools in my community. Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all?
Somewhat well.
Improvements to local schools would make me feel better about this community.
Very, wow. Yeah, very.
Okay, and moving on, and thank you again for your patience. The state took over the Providence School, Public School District in 2019 and are responsible for managing the city schools. Do you approve or disapprove of the state taking over of the Providence Public Schools District, including the state assuming control of the school budget, programs, and personnel of the district 41 schools? Do you strongly support it, strongly oppose it, somewhat approve it, or somewhat disapprove it?
Somewhat approve.
And which one of the following statements comes closer to your point of view about the city's public schools next year? Here's the first one. They should be returned to local control in Providence, given the improvement in these schools over the last few years, or they should remain under state control until more improvements have been made.
The first
one or the second one?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And if you had to lean towards one, which one would you lean towards? They should... Yeah, go ahead.
Stay in government control.
Okay. And the city of Providence will be investing $500 million in schools, buildings, which one comes closer to your point of view about the priority for this money. These funds should be used to repair and fix existing school buildings, or these funds should be used to build new schools.
Let me think.
Or which one would you, pardon?
Build new schools.
Build new schools, okay. And thank you again for your patience. And if you learned that in the last few years, the number of students in Providence City School have dropped from 24,000 to 19,000, which comes closer to your view? Providence should keep the number of schools we have today and keep the students closer to their homes. Or Providence should have fewer schools than today that built newer schools with better facilities.
On the second option.
Okay. And how much have you seen, read, or heard that starting next year, the Providence voters will once again be voting to elect most of the members of the city school board? Have you heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Only a little.
And the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, stay-at-home parent, retired?
Employed.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong Democrat.
And would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
I would say middle class.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.